بشهد فو مشن 12 اتا ياسف بويسي و متازنا من نخصاي كل يما مقادل من نسيخ بويسي. So this is also a condition of the court that he says to you, live in my house and you'll be maintained from my estate all the days that you are a widow in my house. And what that means is that when the husband passes away, so the wife, her ksuva is due to her, but what she can do is not take the ksuva payment and remain maintained by the estate. So she can do that, and this is also shutnai based in. This is also a condition of the court, so even if they don't write it actually into the ksuva, that still applies. The people of Jerusalem and the people of the Galilee would write it in that manner. Ansha Yehuda hayu koisvin, but the people in Yehuda would write it differently. They would say, they would say that until the heirs agree to give you your kesuva, meaning that lefikach im ratzia yoshin, if the heirs wanted, noisin la kesuva, so they could give her a kesuva payment, or poitrin oisin, and they wouldn't have to maintain her anymore. So the difference is that in Jerusalem and the Galilee, they would like leave it up to the wife. The heirs couldn't, against her will, say, right, here's your kesuva, we're not maintaining you anymore. But in Judea, they wouldn't say, no, it's up to the heirs. If the heirs wanted to pay her out her kesuva, they could cut her maintenance at that point over there. So it brings over here that the law is in accordance with the people of Jerusalem and the Galilee, meaning that it's the wife's prerogative. If she wants to take her kesuva payment and walk away, or she wants to be maintained by the estate without yet drawing her kesuva payment.